We're not sure if you found us on a social networking site. We don't know if you found us because someone sent you a text. But we welcome you all, new listeners and seasoned listeners. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is LaShawn in Delaware. Please share your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, LaShawn, New Jersey.
Good morning and welcome. This is I Am Blessed and Highly Favored Friday. Who wants to give a quick testimony in the Lord of how you are blessed and highly favored?
This is Christine, Brooklyn, New York. God bless. I'm blessed and totally favored by God and man this morning. I just want to thank God this morning. Bless God.
Amen. That's NYC, my hometown, where I was born and raised. Amen. Thank you, Christine, for giving your testimony. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, you have dialed into the Master's Morning Call. We are so excited in the Lord on this I Am Blessed and Highly Favored Friday. We're going to come to the Lord in prayer, but before we do, anybody else called in and did not have a chance to say their name and where they're calling from, can you please do so? Amen. So everyone's minds are free and clear. Father God, we come to you this morning. We are so humble and thankful for you, Father Lord God. We thirst for your word, Father Lord God. We thank you for everything you have done for us, all the many blessings you have given to us, waking us up this morning. We know that our alarm clock may have, you know, nudged us a little bit, but you are the one who put breath in our lungs this morning to be able to wake up. You gave us hearing so we can hear that alarm clock, Father Lord God, so we can get up. You gave us that motivation and purpose and passion so we can give it to somebody else, Father God. We thank you. Thank you for teaching us how to be ministers in the marketplace, Father. Thank you for allowing us to touch and agree and know that in the name of Jesus, it will all be well. Father God, we ask that you please continue to comfort those. Comfort those whose hearts are weary, Father God. We ask that you please comfort those who are lost. We ask you to comfort those who feel like there's no way that they can get out this rut, Father God. We know that this is a season and we're all seeing that they come to pass and start over again, Father God. Thank you for the word of God that you've given us this week. Thank you for the testimony that has been coming forth this week. We just thank you for the ability to all come together as family and just say amen, Father Lord God. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for curing us from different diseases that man says are incurable. Thank you, Father Lord God, for taking that person out that alley and giving them a place to live. Thank you, Father Lord God, with that person who had a grumbling stomach because they had no food. Thank you for giving them something to eat. We thank you for the Artist International product, the Levine, the 329, Father Lord God, the NutriShake. We thank you for that woman who thought she could never lose weight but was able to get back into that size 12 if she needed to, Father Lord God. We thank you for people's blood pressures going down, people's diabetes being leveled, people's cancers going away, Father Lord God. We thank you. We know that any disease, any condition, anything with a name must bow down to the name of Jesus, Father Lord God. So we sprinkle the blood of the Lamb over your family, Lord. We sprinkle the blood of the Lamb over the callers. And we know that the woman of God that's going to come forth and give the word, please restore her. Please fill back into her what she has freely given on your behalf, Father Lord God. All these things we ask in your heavenly name. Amen, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. I'm turning the call over to our host. Everyone have a fabulous day. And remember, you too are blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Praise God for you. We thank you for greeting and spiritually feeding the Master's Call family this morning. This is Tammy in South Carolina, and I wish all of you a good top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Master's Call as Minister LaShawn prayed and opened up the heavens, and we are clear for takeoff today. We are on a transformation journey. Hearing the word of the Lord being declared early in the morning on the Master's Call. We thank all of you faithful listeners, those that are new and those that are returning. This is our Faith-Filled Friday. This is Friday where we take your praise reports and your testimonies immediately following the live portion of the call, but we are going to have a word from the Lord. Amen. The Master's Call was founded by two anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we have a website that you can go to learn about the history of the Master's Call. That website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you go to that website, you can also archive and download all of the messages that you hear that are recorded live on the Master's Call. And we also have for you a playback number, because you're going to want to download these messages and you're going to want to listen to them again. So go to our playback line immediately following the call, and that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. We also invite any of you who are led by the Spirit of the Lord to come as prayer intercessors, or if you are led to be a speaker on your minister and would like to give the word, then go ahead and email us. We also love to have your feedback here, and we also take your praise report and your prayer request, because we love to pray, and that's what the Master's Call is all about. And any of that information, all of that can be sent to our email address, and that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So we are so delighted again to have each one of you joining us today. And we have coming up for you an anointed Rhema word from our own prayer general here. Minister Robin Wilson is to the forefront to give a word from the Lord. Minister Robin hails from New Jersey, and she is a lover of God. And we are so blessed to have her here on this call. We bless each and every one of you, and we call Minister Robin to come forward and give us the word that blesses the Lord on today. Minister Robin.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Tammy?
Good morning. I can hear you well. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that introduction. Thank you, LaShawn, for greeting the people, opening us up in prayer. And I want to say thank you to Dr. P.K. Roberts. Good morning to you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Good morning to you, victorious woman of God, because if it wasn't for you being sensitive to God's voice, we wouldn't have this call. So we are grateful to both of you for the Master's Morning Call. And, Lord, I want to say you truly are the lover of my soul. You are the great I am, and we are grateful to be able to come before you, come into your presence, knowing that just as it was said, we are blessed. We are highly favored. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, because we cannot do anything without you. You are the great I am, and we love you. Good morning, TMC family. And I'm on this transformation journey. I'm on a journey just praying and seeing God change lives. I love to hear what God is doing in your life. I am excited about what he's doing in my life and in my family's life. So we are going to continue, and we're going to practice the presence of God. We've been learning about his character. We learned the names of God. I started with Psalms 23, knowing that he was our good shepherd. And then we were talking about why we pray God's word. And we know that God's word, it's alive. It is alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And you can find that in Hebrews 4, verse 12. And you can pray that right there. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is powerful. I thank you that your word is not going to return void unto you. I thank you that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So it will change my financial situation in the name of Jesus. So you see, when you find a scripture, no matter what it is, stand on that scripture. Watch it work in your life. Watch it work in the life of somebody else. And we know that when we speak his word, we're coming in agreement with what God said. It's his power that is going to release the answers for our prayers. And all we have to do by faith, believe what we prayed and watch it be manifested. So we know that there are benefits from praying the word of God. It increases us spiritually. Each and every single one of you, as I listen to you, you are truly filled with the joy of the Lord. And just like Dr. PK said, you got to know that you know that you know for yourself. You can't just be saying it because you heard somebody else say it. You have to know that the word is working in your life. No matter whether you see it or not, God said it. It's his reputation. It's his word. It's his power. And it will work in your life. And you just have to believe it. All you have to do is have that faith, just like a little mustard seed. So when you pray the scriptures, you're going to see the results. And you can have a stress-free life. You are blessed. You are highly favored. You are too blessed to be stressed. And when you speak his word, it's going to turn that situation around. So you're committed to praying the scripture. It lifts up our soul. We're crying out to God. We're saying to him, we're coming before you. We're coming to your throne boldly, Father. We're giving him a spiritual incense. And you know, when you think about incense, that's a beautiful smell. Some of them, not all of them. But it's a sweet, sweet smelling savor that's going to the Lord. And when you pray to him, and when you praise him, and when you glorify his name, and when you seek his kingdom first, he's like, thank you, I love you, I want to please you, I'm going to talk to me, remind me of my word. He said, put me in remembrance of those things. So that's what we can do, because he is faithful to his word. And it's a sweet fruit that's coming off of your lip going up to the King of Kings. And it makes you draw closer to him. Remember, in him you live and move and have your being. So when we practice his presence and when we pray the scripture, when we decree it, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it will come to pass. Look at Psalms 27. Verses 1 through 4. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give you a prayer. And then what you want to do is insert yourself or somebody else. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Take each one of those scriptures, eat that meat, dissect it, talk to God about it, find out what he's saying. You're saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So therefore, you don't have to fear anything. God said he's not giving you a spirit of fear. He said he's your light. He said he's your salvation. Remember, he's the good shepherd. The Lord is the strength of my life. You may feel weary. You may feel weak. You don't have to be. He is the strength of your life. When wicked come against you to eat up your flesh, whether it's a sickness, whether it's your enemies, an enemy can be lack, an enemy can be doubt, an enemy can be worry. Oh, no. Uh-huh. He said they stumble and they fell. So you say that in the name of Jesus, lest you are going down. Jehovah Jireh is my provider. In the name of Jesus, cancer, you have no place in my body. Jehovah Rapha is my healer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I am encamped by the angels that are watching over me, according to Psalm 91. So we say, Father, you are the light. You are the salvation. And in this case, I'm going to speak to the singles. I'm praying over them. You are the salvation of the singles. Whom shall they fear? Lord, you said in your word that you are the strength of the lives of your single people. They shall not be afraid. And when wicked or evil enemies or foes come to eat them, meaning lust, meaning desires, wanting to have a husband, wanting to have a wife, and that has not yet manifested. So when those things come into their mind or try to make them stumble, It will not happen, Father, because your singles are protected in the name of Jesus. They think about things that are good. They think about things that are lovely. They think about things that are pure. They put those things first. So all of that evil, those wicked thoughts, they must fall in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm confessing over your singles that their hearts will not be fearful, that they will not grow weary in well-doing. And if anything tries to rise up against them, they have confidence in you, Lord God. I thank you, and I declare that your singles, they desire and they seek to dwell in your house, because you said you will give them the desires of their heart because they put you first. And our singles, they are beholding your beauty, and they are inquiring in your temple, so they are protected by you in the name of Jesus. I took a scripture, and I prayed it over a group of people or over an individual. That's what you do when you pray the scriptures. You're practicing the presence of God. Peace. Remember, he's Jehovah, Shalom. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we have your peace. Gala has your peace in Jesus' name. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Your peace that is God in her heart, Father God. I thank you that you guard her mind in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you said because she is thinking about you, you keep her in perfect peace because her mind is focused on you. Glory to you in the highest, Lord. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Gaelus peace in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Rapha, your healer. Father, you said in your word that you sent your son and he healed us. Lord Jesus, you came with healing in your wings. Hallelujah. You took sickness away from Rain. You took sickness away from Evangelist Baby. You took sickness away from Papa. You took sickness away, Father God, from Papa Preston. You took sickness away even from Papa Weatherspoon, Father. You took sickness away from Joni, Father. You took sickness away, Lord Jesus, from my grandma. And you said, Lord, that they had you healed totally from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. You cleanse their bodies. You heal them from infirmity in the name of Jesus because you died on that cross. You rose again, and you yourself said that it was done and finished in the name of Jesus. And by the stripes that you accepted on your body, Lord Jesus, they are whole. They are healthy. Think about when you're praying. Last week I prayed over children. So again, you're taking the word of God and you're praying over somebody else, and you know that his word is not going to return void. His word is going to go forward. And you may be saying to yourself, well, how am I supposed to pray? Yes, she's saying pray the scriptures. Yes, she's saying we're practicing the presence of God. Psalm 66, verse 17 says, cry out to him with your mouth. He said, give him a high praise with your tongue. Psalm 95, verse 2 says, come into his presence with thanksgiving. Start with thanking him. Make a joyful noise to him. Sing a song of praise. Matthew 6, verse 9 through 13 says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, his name. We're talking about his character. We see his name. We see what he can do, who he is. He's the great I am. His kingdom come here on this earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done again on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And he was using this as an example for the disciples. He is your provider. You don't lack for anything. You don't want for anything. He has forgiven us of our debts, so we are to forgive others. He said he's not going to lead us into temptation. He watches over us. He's Jehovah Nissi. He delivered us from the evil one. We have the blood of Jesus that we can appropriate over ourselves. His kingdom come, his power, his glory forever. And amen means so be it. You agree. You decreed it. Say yes, so be it. 1 Corinthians also says in chapter 14, verse 15, how we're to pray. Well, I'm going to pray with my mind. Yes, because I'm studying scripture and I have the mind of Christ. And I'm also going to sing praises with my spirit. And I'm going to also sing the joy of the Lord. I got joy like a river. Joy that's inside of me. He's holy. He's worthy. He just fills you up. And all you want to do is just thank him for it. Sometimes when you're praying and spending time with God, it's not even about asking him for anything. It's just loving on him. He's the lover of your soul. Do you really know what that means? He woke you up this morning. That's just enough right there to say, thank you, Lord. I love you. Hallelujah. I can get out of this bed. Just as it was said earlier, whether I have one limb or all my limbs, glory to God, I can say, Jesus, you love me. Thank you. Praise him. Thank him. And James 1, verse 6 says, let's ask in faith. We're not going to doubt, because when you doubt, you're wavering, you're being tossed back and forth. No, we're coming to him, knowing his word, believing his word, speaking his word, looking at the character of who he is and seeing how his word is going to be done in our life or in the life of somebody else. He's our sovereign God. He is the one who has a plan for you. He says that in Jeremiah 29. He had a plan. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew you when you were formed in your mother's womb. He said his plan for you is good, with a future. Right there, you can go to that scripture and you can pray that over somebody. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the TMC family. I thank you, Lord, because as we are each being transformed, we can see the change in our life. Many are embarking on new ventures for their lives. I heard some of you say that. Glory to God. As you spend time with him, he's showing, he's revealing to you. Lord, give him dreams. Give him visions, Lord God. Thank you for these products. Many of you use the Artist International products, and you may be using additional products also. That's from the wisdom that God has given man. So, Father, we thank you for your wisdom. You tell us if we don't have it, all we have to do is come and ask. So thank you for allowing us to be able to do that, knowing who you are. And you don't have to be afraid. And you don't have to beg your father. Your children don't have to come and beg you. So you don't have to beg him. He wants to bless you. He wants to please you. That was his desire. He made us in his image. He loved us so much that he gave us his best, Jesus. So because of that, we can come boldly to his throne. We can bless him because he's blessed us. We can honor him because he's even allowed us to be seated with him in heavenly places. What an honor. And he's even given us the Holy Spirit, never leaving us, never forsaking us, being with us always. So don't think you're alone. Don't think you can't pray. Don't think your prayers do not get answered, because they do when you're praying according to his will, according to his plan and his purpose. We're not doing it our way. We are being transformed. We are doing it God's way, and God's way is the best way, because he knew before we were even born, and Jesus told us when he died, he said it was finished, and he rose again. Glory to God. It's already done, and we win, TMC family. We win, no matter what it looks like. We win. So whatever the trial is, whatever the circumstance is, whatever the sickness is, they are not yours. They can't stay. Stop saying my sickness. Stop saying my debt. That's not yours. You tell that stuff to line up in the name of Jesus with the word of God. That is something that is trying to latch itself on you. Don't take hold to it. Don't claim it. You find the scripture. You stand on it. You practice the presence of your God because you win in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Robin, for that same word this morning. We bless the Lord and his name for the word coming forth, and we thank you so much. At this time, I am going to remind you all that this is our praise report and prayer session. We're going to go into that, and our own founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, will be leading us into that. If you would like to come in and give a testimony, praise God, I certainly have one myself this morning, but you will hit star 6 to come into the queue. Star 6 will bring you into the queue once the Q&A session is open. Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me, Tammy?
I can hear you. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. What an excellent, excellent call. I thank you, and I thank LaShawn for opening us up. But my God, I really thank God for Elder Robin and her giving the word this morning, teaching us how to pray. Absolutely, and everything she said, I said, amen, amen. I'm telling you, the word of God will keep you. I have said so often, we shouldn't take every package that is put at our doorstep. My diabetes, that's not mine. That's a package that the devil bought and placed at my doorstep, and I am saying, you can take it on back and take it on. I don't want it. It doesn't belong to me. So this morning my testimony is I am healthy, wealthy, and wise, saved and sanctified. I just took my, Rushi says, shot of, but I never did drink in the world, you all. I thank God that he saved me from that. But I do have a little shot glass that is about 4 ounces. And I put that noni in it in the morning because Gail Masters said to me, you've got to drink it on an empty stomach. So be a big girl. Close your nose and just drink it. And so I do. You know, as we see the light, we shall walk therein. So I take me 4 ounces of that noni straight in the morning, and I close my nose and I drink it. I told my daughter, who is sick and her family is sick from some kind of virus they have going around here in Colorado Springs. And she said, Mama, we want to see you, but we don't want you to get sick. I said, honey, my immune system is built up because I've been drinking my product. What do you have over there? She said, Mama, I got this noni, and it is so nasty. I said, you close your nose and drink it. And I said, if folk can drink alcohol, anybody to tell me that they can go out and drink gin and all that kind of stuff, you can drink this noni. And so that's what you tell folk whenever they're talking about our products don't taste good. That's the only product that we have that you really have to close your nose on. Everything else is good. And if you take that noni and put it in some Levis, it's absolutely excellent too. Now we are open for praise and testimonies. Who do we have in the queue, Tammy, this? We want to start with your testimony because you are always so quiet because you are working, but I want to start with your testimony this morning.
Praise
are
God.
You there?
Thank you, Dr. PK. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Thank God for you this morning. I don't want to be long before you, but, of course, I know we all have testimonies and we have people that are coming into the queue. I just want to thank God for the provision that he's made for me. As I stood before the people not too long ago and I was given the word, the Spirit came out of me and said that, you know, praise God, that if she had known they were going to come and take her garment, you know, people would have been like, oh, Lord, I'm so glad it's not her. But I'm standing here to tell you today that I thank God that when they did come to get the car actually God had another provision already in store for me. So every ride that I needed was provided. Not only do I have a car to drive this morning for the morning, but God provided another car for me to drive this afternoon. So I praise God and thank him that I don't owe any man except but to love him. And I praise God and thank you for each and every one of you. My testimony is not finished, but that's just the beginning. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Dr. PK. Back to you.
What a powerful testimony. God will provide. That's the word. Just praying that word that God is my provider. Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful. And I tell you, it's nothing like being debt-free on man, nothing but love. I like it. I like it. Next one in the queue, Tammy. Let him come on.
813 is open, 813. Give your testimony.
Good morning, Joni from Tampa. I have a prayer request I would like to say, ask about from a friend of mine's, Marlo Franklin.
Marlo Franklin.
Yeah, she's been real sick, and she has a port in her neck, central line in her neck, and it has got infected, so they're going to do surgery this morning and then try to return and put the port in her chest. So we're just claiming that everything's going to be all right, and I have a praise report. Yesterday, we were on the line. And Rushi came in and said that I need to get on the Noni, I need to get on the vitamin D, and she was naming some of everything. So I went to the doctor yesterday, and he looking all crazy because I told him I don't receive what he's saying. So I told him, let's watch my blood level. Let's watch God move through my blood level so we can see that my bone marrow is back working. So I come home, and I start talking to my mother about the stuff Rushi was talking about. My mother said, Joni, I want to tell you. Well, first I'll pray and ask God to give me finances to buy the stuff. So my mother said, I want to tell you, I already ordered the stuff. I got your Noni coming. I got your vitamin D. She went to name and stuff. I said, praise God. I said, boy, God, you know you're awesome. In a matter of 2 hours, you already got the stuff coming. So I just want to tell y'all thank you for the prayers and that God is on the throne. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. I am so happy for your praise report, and we are praying right now for your friend and believing God for complete healing in the name of Jesus, and that her report today from the doctor will be good. Tammy, can you hear me? Because I just put myself on speaker. I'm arriving here at my beautician, and I want her to hear this call this morning because she has been listening to my call. But she just asked me to come in early today. So look at God. And I have the best beautician here in Colorado Springs, Miss Carolyn Johnson. Thank God for her. Y'all pray for her, pray for her business, and pray that she get on back here in August and go to work. Who's next in the line?
Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook, 713.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. How was the training yesterday?
Say that again. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. And I just praise God and want to give up, sit out a shout, a praise report for Artists International because we are on the move, on our way to higher and greater and better things, bigger, better, bigger, better, bigger, better. And I'm just so proud of Artists International, and I just want to give a shout-out and a praise, and everybody lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and as we lift him up, he'll draw artists unto him. And I just want to give that shout-out.
Thank you so much for that shout-out. I'm telling you, Ms. Dorothy Cook, I am excited about artists, too. Yesterday, they sent me a message telling me that I had gotten paid because, you know, I'm not like you all got the little ding on your phone to let you know when you get paid yet. I'm going to get there. But I said, good God, I went in, got my look, got my money, got paid. I'm telling you, anytime you're working and you still getting paid, you need to just be thankful. That's all I can say. And so I thank God for artists and how it's encouraging people and the incentives that artists is giving to people. It is just a wonderful thing. Thank you. Could you please give us, we want to pray for the beginning of your call that is going to begin on Monday, the motivational call. Do you mind just giving us that information right quick, like, and we are going to support that right after our call every day, Monday through Friday, the number. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Godmother Dorothy, you're
yes, I'm sorry. Say that one more time. My phone went down. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was just asking if you could give a little plug for your motivational call that's starting
yes,
on
I'm
Monday.
Sorry.
We want to play
for the success
of that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. If we would all lift up in prayer this morning motivational call, because I think God has ordered it. I really do, at such a time as this. He always gives us everything we need exactly when we need it. And if everybody can join us on this call, I will be most grateful. I think God will be grateful. And, you know, it's amazing when you finally realize we all holler, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And we do love him. But, oh, my God, what a revelation when you finally realize how much he really does love you. And when you realize that, the things that you need and that you're asking for, it's already there. It's been there because he loves you. So we're going to have the morning motivational call right after the master's call. The master's call will continue to be our prayer call, because if we keep God first, God first, God first, God first, I think.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So did you give out the number already, or should I?
Give the number. I don't have the number.
Okay, the number is 605-475-4700. 605-475-4700. 605-475-4700. The PIN number is 533342 pound. And, of course, it's going to be the jump out girls. We're going to be telling you how we got started, how we jumped out, what we do, what you can do. My host will be from the north side of town, the Queen, Martha Marie Preston. Pastor, our ambassador will be on there. We're going to have some guests on there several times. But the main thing is we want to motivate the masses. We want to motivate your Artist International family. So please join us promptly, Central Time, right after the master's call Monday morning at 7:30. So back to you, Ambassador.
Thank you so very much, and we appreciate you for what you have done for this company in the work and your consistency and persistency in building the artist family. Who else do we have in the queue, Ms. Tammy?
Okay, we have Rushi that just popped in, 678. Rushi, you're open.
Good morning, good morning. My artist family just wanted to piggyback on what Ms. Dorothy Cook just got through saying, that we are one family and we will survive through whatever we're going through. Just want you to know, Ms. Dorothy Cook, that Rushi is in behind you 100% of whatever you do. And when I get off this call, I will help you with that call. And we know that we are one. I went to the 100 Women's yesterday, children, and we had a wonderful time, a mindset, and we all relieve a lot of things that we know that don't supposed to be a part of us. We let it go. So, Papa, we want to thank you for allowing someone to come all the way from Mexico to work with us. So all we got to do is look to the hills, which come our health, know that our health comes from the Lord. We are one, and we will win. Continue to do what you do. Get you 2 experiences a day and see you through, and we will be over the top. So, Godmother, my heart goes out to you and the artist family and to each and every one of you on the call. Just remember why you're working artist. It's for yourself, and you're not doing it by yourself. Thank you.
Arusha, we thank you very much. And it is not the 100 women. It's the 100 people whom Martha has
sustained. 100 children, 100 children, darling. But, you know, I just saw a lot of women, so you know I did.
Okay, I'm so glad that you...
The 100 children of Israel.
You've been selected as one of them, and we thank God for you. At this time, we are going to ask Jackie to come to the queue out of Indiana. She had given us a piece of her testimony. We want to get the rest of her testimony. And so, Jackie, are you in the queue? Tammy, give us the next person. Is Jackie getting in the queue? Give us the next person in the queue.
Jackie's open. Go ahead.
Okay.
You may be muted.
Can you hear me?
Open.
I can
yes.
hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. PK. I think you were saying something.
I said you had given us a part of your testimony the last time. I wanted to make sure. I told you I was going to give you an opportunity to give the rest of it this time as well. So we just are so thankful for you and your faithfulness on the call every single morning. You are faithful. So take it away.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, I want to thank and praise God for this wonderful, wonderful company of artists. Because just like I said before, the slogan that they use is that appointment with artists will change your life. And I always say an appointment with artists, it changed my life because my life was spiraling downhill. But thank because of God and this wonderful, wonderful company, I am up, I'm motivated, I'm moving. And I'm thanking God for what he's doing in my life every day. The products have really targeted everything that the doctor wanted to say I had, and it's a very long list, and I won't go into all of it, but almost anything imaginable that they can say that the human body had with the immune system, I had it. And I thank God that he is healing me from it. I am doing so, so, so much better, and I'm even using the products, I've been able to drop 41 pounds, so I thank God for that. I'm still working on the poundage, but I thank God that he has taken the pounds off my body, and I'm thanking him because he is just so good. I mean, not only is he working in my body, but he's working in my life. I'm thanking God for the changes and the transformation that's going on into my family right now. You just don't have no idea. God is just blessing them one by one. They're coming to Christ, and I thank God for that. And I thank God because he brought artists into my life to open up my eyes to see the crisis where I needed to be. And they are watching the changes in my life, and they want to change too, and I thank God for that. I thank God for how he's blessing me here with my artist business. I don't want to put anything negative out there in the art in the atmosphere for the devil to catch a hold on, but I'm just praising God and I'm thanking God that things are better in my life and in my business. Just this week, I had a bill to pay and I did not have the funds to pay that bill. I had a portion of it, but I didn't have all of it. And I thank God I planted a seed and I prayed on that seed. And within 24 hours, a car pulled up in my driveway and said, look, I was told to bring this and give this to you. And I said, what is it? She said, well, it's some money. And I looked at it, and it was more than enough for what I needed, for what I needed to pay. And I beat that deadline. Plus, I had a little extra to pay on something else. So I thank God for his goodness. And
amen.
I thank you every morning for your wisdom and your teachings. And I just love God. I love artists. I love these products. I love for what they're doing. I love the fact that my family is now starting to realize that these artist products work and they're starting to use them and see changes in their life, you know, because sometimes family is the hardest people to talk to about these products. They really don't want to hear it. They want to refuse what you're saying. But I thank God he's opening up the eyes of all. So thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to share.
Jackie, thank you. You always are so articulate, and you always have so much to share, and I always am happy to hear how you encourage my heart with, girl, losing. I'm going to do it. I'm getting on the Transform 90 program just as soon as I get back from Martha's Vineyard. Platinum President Martha Preston has told me she's going to be my accountability partner. You all, she has lost weight. Oh, she's looking. She's looking like she looked like she's in about a 10 or 8 or something. Her pants all around her and stuff. I said, what you doing? She said, Transform 90. And I said, I need to do that to get these 20 pounds off of me. So I thank God for you all continuing to encourage us to let us know that we don't just have five billion-dollar businesses that we are working with. But the Transform 90 is another business all by itself, which is the weight loss business. So I thank God for that. Who else do we have in the queue?
Platinum President, Marie Preston, go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, good morning out there. Good morning out there to my artist family and to the ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. You right. I'm going to be on you like white on rice. I am your accountability partner. You finna do this thing. Well, you know you already platinum anyway, but I'm going to be calling you and getting with you. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, clothing me in my right mind, giving me the use of my limbs. I thank God for that. I thank God for each and every one of you. I want to tell y'all something. My papa is in ICU, still there, but he is sitting up in the bed, and he is kind of talking to us a little bit. I'm looking at God work a miracle in his life. What the devil meant for bad, God meant it for our good. He's 88 years old, y'all, and he's still kicking. I tell the devil, you can get off this phone. Stop ear hustling, because it's already done. It's God that already fixed it long time ago. And I'm telling you, I just thank God. I'm praising him every day, each and every day. I saw your godmother up there last night on that stage. Godmother, God is going to work something in your life. He's going to turn things around for you. Don't have to worry. It's done. He says, if you pray, don't worry. And if you worry, y'all, don't pray. I'm telling you, it's already done. In Jesus' name, I love y'all. Y'all go out. Y'all have a super fantastic weekend. And I'm going to see y'all on the call Monday morning. Back to you, Dr. P.K.
Good God, good God. Back. I'm telling you the truth. With a person like you, Marie, you have caused me to work myself silly. Because I tell you, you are a person who absolutely shows that you love, talks that you love, walks that you love. And I just love you and thank you for your testimony. I thank God for Papa. Anybody who has lived, you all, 88 years, I'm telling you, and love his family like Marie Nim testified about his love. I'm telling you the truth. It is just something to testify about. Who is next in the queue, Tammy? I am excited. I'm ready to shout, and my beautician keeps on. Who else? Greg Cartwright, I need you to come in also and give the information about the greatest health call and the prayer, hour of prayer. Our theme for our hour of prayer this Saturday is going to be September, a month to remember. I'm telling you, if you pray, God is going to give you the desires of your heart so you can have some things to remember. If I just start thinking about the goodness of God, hallelujah, I get so thankful. I'm ready to run. Who else do we have, Tammy?
Mr. Cartwright is
Hello?
Open. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the call, Mr. Cartwright.
Thank you, Ambassador Dr. PK. Thank you. To God be the glory. Great morning, great morning, and great morning. This is Greg Cartwright from Northern Cal. First and foremost, once again, giving God the glory, I would like to just love on God. Mother this morning, just an incredible leader. She's always led by example. From day one, she was one of the first to get off the ship and taste the berries with the Lviv, and she say they were just fine. Come on in, and we're a product of all the things that she's done, the hard work, the seed that she's planted. Just incredible with the pomegranate, the noni, the goji, the mangosteen, the acai berry, the power of five. We have our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is truly our spiritual power of five. She's amazing. She's awesome. She's astonishing, and she's truly artist international. That's simply incredible. And Marie Preston from the north side of town, praying for your father, your papa right there, and Rushi, I love you much. The real business, because she comes in, she's a product of the product, and she looks every bit of the product. She practices what she preaches. Just incredible. And to Jackie, he was on the call this morning as well, too. When you're talking to family and friends, it goes back to the scripture, prophets not revered in his own land. It is what it is. So they're only doing what's natural, that they reject you initially, but the beautiful thing about it, we'll break that yoke because we have the product, we have the solution with this Lviv, with this Artist International that artists have set forth. So to God be the glory. So thank you tremendously for allowing me to share, but I would also like to just mention a call tomorrow, the hour of prayer that Dr. P.K. Roberts saw fit for us to have that covering, that blessing, and the word should not come back void. So it's a beautiful thing, and this is what this company is set up on. It's foundational. It's set up on the principles, the cornerstone, the belief in God. And that number, if you have a pen and paper, is 559-726-1200. 559-726-1200. And the pin number is 516-848-POUND. 516-848-POUND. That comes on at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 Mountain Time, 10 Central Standard Time, and 11 Eastern Time. That's the hour prayer hosted by none other, no other, but our very own first ambassador, only ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts.
Thank you so much, Mr. Cartwright. Thank you, Greg, for coming on and sharing. I have never heard anybody but Gail Mathis. You and Gail Mathis, you all talk just about alike. She in the female voice and you in the male voice. I'm telling you, you all can talk this. Now, we are looking forward to all of you all getting on the call in the morning because we need to give God some time together in prayer. It's something to have your own private prayer time, but it's another thing whenever we are united in prayer and coming together for the purpose of prayer and saying that indeed, God, we are putting you first. That's the most important thing in our lives is to put God first. Okay. Do we have anybody else in the queue,
Tammy? No, ma'am. We're clear. Praise God.
Beg your pardon?
I said we're clear. Praise the Lord. We're clear.
Praise the Lord. We are clear. I want to thank God this morning for my own sister's friend and partner with this call. I thank God for Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa. I thank God for her mother. I spoke with her yesterday. You all know she had that surgery, hip surgery, and that you all, she is out walking around in the yard telling me that she's carrying her stick. She doesn't need it. They just make her carry it. But I am so, so happy. She sounded so wonderful. And so we thank this prayer call for their prayer. For our dear sister and friend and the real host. She is the host of this call. I just come on and kind of help out, you know. But she is coming back. She will be back for the month of October, our celebration month. And as a matter of fact, she's going to speak and she's going to be giving us instructions on how we are going to celebrate the entire month of October together. For our third year of doing this call, and she is primarily responsible for keeping this call together and keeping it going, and I thank God for her. Okay, at this time, we are going to ask Robin, our prayer ambassador, to come back forth, give us our closing prayer, and I tell you, she is the prayer queen. She can pray, y'all, but not only that, she can quote all the scriptures for the prayer, and I'm telling you, that is most important. That's what we stand on, the word of God. Thank you all. Have a super fantastic weekend, and pray for me, as I, you all know I'm going to be traveling, and I'm going to be going, so don't be looking for me to be sitting still in any grass growing under my feet. I'm going to Martha's Vineyard this weekend, and I'll be there enjoying my blood sister. She and I are going there on a tour and enjoying ourselves. Okay. Robin, are you, Elder Robin, are you there? Come on and close us out in prayer for this week, and we'll be looking forward to hearing everybody on Monday.
Minister Robin isn't on the line right now.
Okay. Well, I'll go right on and close it out myself. She works, whenever you work and you jump on the line to help out on the line. I am so grateful
And Pastor Vanessa is grateful, but we also understand when you have to run in between your job and do all of this. So let us pray as we close this week. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today thanking you because you are God. And God, you have been so good to each and every one of us. You have kept us all week long. And here we are at the close of yet another week and the beginning of a day. And we say to you, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We come today just to bless you for allowing us to come together and the technology for us to come together in prayer and for us having this artist family which brought us together in prayer. So this morning, we are asking that your Holy Spirit will continue to order our steps as we walk this walk for you, as we live a life that's pleasing in your sight, as we help others to understand that we are better together, that we work better together, that together there is nothing impossible for us to do as long as we lift our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. For our help cometh from you, Lord. And now as we leave this call, we are leaving under your cloud of anointing that is resting on each and every one of us. And we are thanking you right now with hearts full of gratitude for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do in our lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you so much. And thank you for loving me. Have a super fantastic weekend. Bye-bye. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you.